The Morning Show. Let's take this first phone call. Somebody's been hanging on for a bit. Good morning, and you're on the air with Pam Brown and Michael G. Haskins. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, Michael. How you doing?
Great.
It's Ray from Queens.
Hi, Ray.
I wanted to make a couple of comments. I wanted to pick up on something you said yesterday about the fact they talk about, well, they need training, retraining, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, and I agree with you 100%. It's not. You can train people. How long have we been training troops in Afghanistan?
Right? Yeah.
It will go on forever. It's a mindset. And the mindset that a lot of cops have, not everyone, but a lot of them, like the guy Pantalone who killed
Eric Garner.
Is that blacks are not human. That's the mindset. And you not only find that in the police, you find it in the corporate world, you find it in you find it everywhere. It's endemic. It's a societal problem. And until we start viewing each other as equals, that's not going to change. And the only way that's going to happen, and a lot of people are not going to like this or go along with it, when we start marrying each other, when we start living in each other's neighborhoods, so that all of our neighborhoods are truly integrated, when the heads of corporations are going to be black, brown, Asian, American Indian, okay? Until there is truly a representative, right now what we have is huge inequality. It's like feudalism.
Very segregated our country is, and even our city. Listen, I want you to go into your next point because I have two more calls.
Okay.
Pam's on the line as well. And Pam, he's just referring to some comments that I made, pardon me, yesterday with Jed and Katie about the police officers needing more training. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
No, that's not what it needs to be. It doesn't need to be just training until we have this conversation. And I mean a national conversation. You talk about shut things down. Nothing needs to go on unless we talk about this. Everybody in every train ride, everybody in every bus ride, riding on the Long Island Railroad, New Jersey Transit, they're buzzing, talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And not Kim Kardashian and not anything else. Unless we're talking about this, this is not going to change. We're going to have another atrocity. And I'm sorry now I'm talking and, you know, I shouldn't be allowing folks to talk.
I think that Ray is making a really important point, which is that, you know, training and also even just talking, it's not enough. Like, we kind of know that many Americans feel in their hearts that people should be understood as equal, that black and white are not inherently unequal in any way, but because we don't live together, right? Because our communities are segregated. People really can't get past the mindset, the indoctrination, right, on how people, on who is in how the hierarchy, how the racial hierarchy actually works.
Right.
I think that Ray's right that the correction has to be in the daily living of it.
Mm-hmm.
And until we can, you know, talk about how to get there, for me the conversation, and I hope that Milton brings this up, is about how to get there, because I know that Milton was at the reparations conference, and which I missed, unfortunately, being in Los Angeles. But that, I think, it's not a theoretical issue.
No, no.
It's much more about what Ray is pointing to, which is that unless we can correct these things and just have that experience, then we can't get past the mindset.
Right. And Ray, what was your second point?
Well, the other point, you know, we talk about a minimum wage. How about something like this? Have a minimum wage of $35 an hour. Have a maximum wage of $50 an hour. Now, again, this probably, it's out of the box, but I don't want to think inside the box because look at where the box has put us.
Mm-hmm.
Look at where we are, okay? And we are just, our society, to me, is a fraud. And what I would say is, because now you take the people at Goldman Sachs, the head of Goldman Sachs makes $20 million a week. Well, let's drop his wage to $50 an hour. you laugh, but I'm serious.
I know you're serious.
You know, it's the only way. If what they don't want, what the system doesn't want, is equality. They want slaves. They want us to be slaves, either slaved enslaved to all wages, lack of jobs.
Right.
That's what they want. And
Ray?
We have to break that chain.
All right, Ray, thanks.
I want to say one thing about that, Michael, which is just really simple. I know we have other calls on the line, but I think that Ray makes a really good point about on both sides. I mean, I don't know about the actual details of it, but the way that we could get to something like a $35 an hour minimum wage would be through basic income, which would be through, you know, most small businesses, of course, can afford to pay those kind of wages, but we could have a taxation system that provided a minimum for people. So another really excellent point from Ray. Wow, thanks so much for calling in.